Hey, listeners, it's your host, Destiny. Welcome or welcome back to Reflection Desk Podcast. Your girl been gone for too long, but man, she about to come with some good-ass content for her comeback episode. And this episode will be a story time. I can't believe this shit happened to me, y'all. And this shit happened tonight. It's Sunday night, but y'all probably get this podcast episode on Monday or whatnot. It's 7:41. PM in the nighttime, and I'm just like, wow, what the fuck? What the fuck is going on here? I was having a good ass weekend, you know, getting sweet messages from my supporters and everything about my content that I've been posting or whatnot. But anyways, let me just jump right into this story time so y'all can get what I'm talking about. So me and one of my friends had went out a couple weekends ago or whatnot. We had went to the next town over and we wanted to do something different. We had decided to go to the club or whatnot. So this was my first time ever having the experience of going out to the club or whatnot. And I wanted to try something different and new because your girl's single. She in her 20s. She want to experience life some more. So I'm like, okay, cool. We can go out to the club, you know. I always wanted to go to a nightclub and see what the experience is all about because it's like, dang, I always had ideas of going out, but I always been, you know, a little too afraid of because of safety reasons and stuff like that because, you know, people crazy and stuff out here. But this weekend, I just want to have fun, relax, and, you know, enjoy life a little bit more. So anyways, throughout the night, I had met four different dudes. Now, this story time is going to revolve around the fourth dude. Me and my friend had went to two nightclubs that night. The first nightclub that we went to closed at 2. We was there the whole time, you know, listening to music, chilling, having fun, kicking it and stuff in that nightclub. So after that club was closed, my friend wanted to stay out a little bit longer and she wanted to go to another club or whatnot. So the first club that we tried to go to, well, the second first club that we tried to go to was closed. So we was like, oh man. And then we found out from one of the dudes that we had met that night that it was another club that's like further out that's open later than the club we had just left the first club. So we was like, okay, cool. We gonna go there or whatnot. Now, this last club that we went to, the second one that we went to, it was in the hood. Now, I have no problem with being in the hood and stuff, but that's not my type of environment or whatnot. So, it's like, it's new to me. I wasn't acting all stank or funny or nothing like that. But the way I grew up, I mean, I haven't grew up in a lovely lifestyle or whatnot. But being in like the you know, a urban environment was something different to me. I mean, the neighborhood that I live in now is not, you know, on the rich side of town. It's kind of like hood, but not as ratchet as this club environment that I went to. So anyways, we got to the second club or whatnot. We had got through the security or whatnot and went inside the club. So I was already tired when we had went to the second club. So I wasn't really in the hypest mood when we was there. I was just like chilling. My friend was having a good time and I didn't want to be a party pooper and ruin the whole vibe and mood and stuff. And I was in there with her the whole time and I was just like chilling in my own zone. So of course, I was saying my friend was vibing to the music. She was dancing and stuff. They had like good like trap music and stuff playing. It was a bunch of people smoking in that damn club. I was like, damn, this smoke real heavy and shit. I don't mind smoke, but I hate it at the same time. So I was like, And then it was so packed in that small ass club. Everybody up on me. That had my fucking anxiety flare up. I don't like people up on me like that. It just irritates me. So while we was in that club or whatnot, a bunch of different dudes was approaching my friend and stuff like that. Like none of those dudes was paying me any attention, which I was glad about because like I said before, this is not my type of environment and none of the dudes in there were my type of dudes. They wasn't people that I'm usually attracted to or whatnot. So it's like, okay, cool. I don't mind being ignored because I don't really want to talk to none of these people like that. Anyway, so my friend was getting approached and stuff like that and we stayed for a while, but of course my friend was curving them. She ain't one of them either. Nah, so it was just funny how they kept on coming to her acting all awkward and stupid and just having some lame ass game. And we decided to leave. And as we was walking out of this club, this dude was like, hey, how y'all doing? I just looked over. I didn't say anything, but my friend was like, hey, I'm doing good. And then that's when he had said it again. And I had turned and looked. And I said, I'm good. Then I was like, who are you talking to? Because I thought he was talking to my friend and wanted to, you know, get to know my friend or whatnot. Because like I said before, all these dudes was approaching my friend when we went to this club. So I wasn't expecting nobody to talk to me. And then he was saying, I'm talking to you. You the one that I'm looking at. I'm talking to you. And I was like, oh, I didn't know. I thought you was trying to talk to my friend, because he really didn't make it clear who he was trying to talk to in the first place. I just automatically assumed my friend or whatnot, because she was walking ahead of me, so I didn't think he was paying me any attention anyway. So as we continued to walk to her car, he came and walked with us, and he was asking how old I was. I told him how old I was, and he was just joking around and saying that he was just making sure that I was, you know, legal of age or whatnot, because some females be lying about the age or whatnot. It was just funny. And I liked his personality. He was like real cool. So I was like, all right, I'm gonna give him my phone number, because he asked for my number during the conversation. So I gave him my number, and he told me his nickname. I'm just use a fake name for this story time. His nickname was Mike. So I was like, okay, I'm gonna text you. Well, I had called his phone, because he put his number in my phone, and I had called his phone so he can have my phone number or whatnot. So that was the end of it. And me and my friend continued walking to her car. So I was like, okay, whatever. And I was just talking to my friend as we finished talking to him. I was like, oh, he real cool. He don't look bad. He kind of cute or whatever. And I'm not trying to get into nothing serious. It's not no serious relationship or whatnot, and I'm not trying to be a hoe either. I'm just trying to get to know more people and go with the flow of life. I'm not getting too deep and serious and nothing. I'm just trying to focus on myself and live my life to the fullest. All right, so the next day, after that day, the next day on Sunday, he had ended up calling me or whatever, and I was like, I thought you would have forgot about me or whatnot. And it was funny, because the night before when we had first met, he was like, you ain't gonna forget about me, is you? I said, no, I'm not gonna forget about you, because I like the shirt that you got on and stuff. So, and I remember your name. And he was like, okay, just checking. So the next day when he did call me on the phone or whatever, I had told him, I'm surprised you remember me or whatnot. Because, you know, when you meet somebody at clubs and stuff, they just meet all kind of different people. And you know how dudes try to kick games to females, trying to see how many numbers they get. So they just doing whatever. He called me, which I was surprised. We had a good conversation. It wasn't nothing like nasty or over the top or nothing like that. Just having a casual conversation, getting to know each other. And he was like sharing a couple things about him, and we was just talking in general. All right, so I'm about to fast forward to present day. Me and him haven't really been talking heavy every day. Like, we text each other a couple of times, but it really wasn't nothing that deep or that serious. So let me jump into what happened tonight. Let me jump into that shit. So I was just journaling, writing in my journal, chilling, listening to music in my room, just reflecting on all the positive feedback and the sweet messages that I was getting from my supporters on social media. All of a sudden, I had saw that somebody followed me on Instagram, and the account had messaged me too. And then something inside my intuition told me that this ain't good at all. It's some bullshit. Like, I just felt it instantly. When I saw that damn name, I was like, yep, something going down. I thought either it was a scam account or it was some BS. So the female had followed me on Instagram, and then she messaged me. She was like, you and Michael got something going on. See, she had said his full, like, government name, his first name, and I didn't know his real name. I just knew his nickname, which was Mike. That's the name that I'm using for the story time. I knew his nickname, Mike. So I'm like, I had messaged her back, and I was like, who is Michael? And she said, girl, you know. And then she put his Instagram name or whatnot, and I was like, oh, she talking about him. At first I thought she was talking about a whole nother dude, because the weird part about it was the second dude that I had met that night is following her on Instagram, but not the dude that she asking me about, which was the fourth dude that I had met that night. So that shit is all fucking weird. Like, this whole, I don't know, this whole little circle is getting small, because the second dude that I met that night, I had met him at the first club, and the fourth dude that I met that night is the fourth dude. That's two different settings, two different people. So I'm like, how in the hell does she know the second dude that I was talking to? And she not asking about him. She asking about this fourth dude. And the fourth dude that I had met, Mike, he wasn't even following her on Instagram. Like I said, I think I already had mentioned that and stuff. So anyways, I had end up telling her, hold on, I'm going back to the screenshots or whatever. I said, oh no, he is just a friend. We have nothing going on. So I left it at that. She had read the message and she didn't say nothing. And when I had went back to look at the message, it had showed that she was typing and then she stopped. So I'm like, okay, cool. I'm gonna give her a while to do whatever before I block her on Instagram or whatnot and see what she gonna do. So I think a good like 30 minutes went by and she ended up finally messaging me back and she said, y'all be texting. Now in my head, I'm like, okay, I'm not about to entertain sis anymore. We is not about to go back and forth with a dude that I don't even like that. It wasn't even that deep. He was just some random dude that I met from the club that night that was in the list of other dudes that I had met. So I'm not focused on one person and I'm not getting that deep involved with anybody at this point in my life, because I've been through enough and I'm way too grown, way too mature, and I have this newfound growth that I'm not about to have this damn drama in my life. And I can tell already that she probably drama filled or whatever, because she messaging me about some dude that she shouldn't even be worrying about in the first place. So you know what I did? I had took him off my followers list. I had unfollowed him, removed him from my followers list, and blocked him. I was like, nah, he don't need to follow me on Instagram anymore anyway, because some random girl asked me about him anyway. And I had ended up blocking her and removing her from my Instagram page too, because I never even followed her back. I just left her sitting there. You know, I sent the follow request or whatnot. I mean, not the follow request, but the message request when she had messaged me or whatnot. So I was like, yeah, she getting blocked. I'm not about to go back and forth. I'm not doing this. I don't need this shit in my life. I got too much other stuff going on in my life to be worrying about some unnecessary ass dude that really ain't got nothing to do with me. And my thing is, why is you worrying about if me and him texting and all of that too? Like, I shouldn't have to explain myself to no random ass female that I don't even know like that. The whole like point of this story time is the fact that girls or women, ladies, stop letting men be your distraction. Stop allowing these men to keep you off balance and, you know, messing up your life and focusing on what they got going on. And I was like, I'm so glad that I grew from that, because I was in a long-term relationship where I would worry about who my ex talking to, always on his social media, and have childish ass unnecessary arguments about social media and stuff. And as I got to this stage in my life, it's like, if you have to do all of that while you're in a relationship with that person, then you don't need to be with them at all, because that means you don't trust them, you insecure about stuff. It's not gonna work, because you always running yourself crazy about what this man got going on. And most of the time we worrying about what the fuck these men got going on, and they not even thinking about us. They don't even care for us like we care for them. So you making yourself look stupid, you embarrassing yourself for somebody that's not even worrying about you. Move on, level up, baby girl, because it's plenty of other men out here that would take their time and do whatever for you. Stop lowering your standards and stop settling for less when it comes to men that don't care for you at all. Men that's gonna disrespect you, men gonna tell you lies, everything. And I hate to just put it all on men and create this whole picture that men are bad. No, that's not what I'm trying to say. I'm just talking about, don't get yourself involved with somebody, or don't catch feelings for somebody that's not taking you seriously. Basically, that's what I'm trying to say. And that whole situation that happened with me, I got inspired to talk about it on my podcast episode, because I'm like, wow, I done been through that whole phase where I allow men to come into my life and knock me off balance, mess up my emotional peace, and not being focused on the right things and putting my full energy into them instead of practicing self-love and valuing my worth and respecting myself, period. I just want to encourage anyone that's listening to this episode, any woman that's listening to this episode, that you should always put yourself first. Never put all of your energy into one person unless you know for sure, for a fact, that they giving you the same love back. Never put yourself in a position where you in a one-sided relationship or situationship. Be careful what type of men or partner that you get yourself involved with or like, and how things go, because a person can tell you lies all day long, but it's up to you to decide whether or not you want to believe it and play along with that game, or move on and level up and focus on some other shit that's more positive, that will benefit you in life. Focus on positive shit that's gonna help you grow. Don't focus on all that negative shit, because when you have feelings for somebody, they can be a big ass distraction, and you don't even realize it until you wisen up and fed up with their BS. You just don't know how much a person can come into your life and change everything in it. From the way you think, the way you speak, the hobbies that you enjoy, just everything. It can be little things, big things. You can influence by the person that you're in love with or have feelings for. And I'm just talking about this on this episode because I've been through it. I haven't always had a perfect love life. I still don't even have a damn perfect love life. And I want to encourage others to wisen up. Trust your intuition and think about things in a logic way to a certain extent, and set some type of boundaries, because you can save yourself from a whole lot of drama, a whole lot of heartache. And I know this message is coming from my guardian angels, Holy Spirit, my God, to talk to y'all through this podcast. To anybody that's listening to this, that this message is for you. If you ever had the experience of going through some situation where you allow somebody to be a distraction, or had some type of drama going on with somebody you was involved with. So, y'all, I had a lot to say on this episode, and I just wanted to vent to y'all. And I thought the whole situation was funny, because it's like she coming at my neck trying to ask me all these questions about somebody I don't even like that, really wasting her time. Because if she followed, well, by her following me on Instagram and stuff, on my profile, you can see that all I'm focusing on is my poetry writing and my whole brand itself. I'm drama free. I encourage others. I'm really a positive ball of light. I really don't do all that drama stuff. Now, I ain't gonna let nobody just do whatever, talk to me all kind of ways. Now, I know how to stand up for myself, but one thing I won't do is allow chaos and drama to take control and enter my life. No, I can avoid that at all costs. So hopefully sis will just stay in her lane and not, you know, try to bother me anymore about this unnecessary petty drama or whatnot. So have y'all ever been in a situation where you was talking to somebody or just met somebody and it brought some type of drama in your life? Or have you ever been in a relationship where you allow someone to be a distraction? I don't know how to word it. I hope I word the questions right. Y'all know how I am. I be trying to talk and think and be stumbling over my words or whatnot. But of course, as always, I will have the podcast question attached to the post when I put it on Instagram and Twitter. When I put a snippet of the podcast episode on my social media, I will put the question along with it. So please interact with me on social media at Reflection of Des and answer the question for this podcast episode, and I will definitely be back with more. I hope y'all enjoy your night or your day whenever you listen to this episode. And like I said before, I'll be back with more soon. Bye.